This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahama ba'd. Today's short dua, which inshallah all of you know, is Surah Taha, verse 114, where Allah commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say this dua. وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Three words, that's all that it is. وَقُلْ, and say, Ya Rasulullah, رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Three simple words. And what makes this dua so powerful is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in the first person to our Nabi, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He is commanding him in the singular. He's speaking to him directly. And He is saying, you make this dua, Ya Rasulullah. So He is teaching a dua of three words to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through him to all of us. And it is such a simple, easy dua. Most of us already know it. And say, oh my Lord, increase me in my knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Three words. But in it, there is so much wisdom and so much power. And realize, my dear brothers and sisters, that it is amazing that Allah is telling the one whom He's already taught the Quran to. He's already communicating directly with him. I mean, if anybody did not need more knowledge, it is the human being that Allah is communicating with. But no one can ever be having not enough knowledge. You always want more knowledge. And Allah describes the status of the Prophet ﷺ is because of his knowledge. Allah says in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. We taught you, Ya Rasulullah, what you did not know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Because of that knowledge, Allah's blessings upon you was immense. We all know as well that what separates us human beings from the animal kingdom, what separates us from the other creation, is not our size. It's not that we can fly or we can run faster. In fact, frankly, every single physical characteristic you will find more pronounced in the animal kingdom. Most animals are faster than us. Most animals are stronger than us. Animals can fly, birds can fly. We cannot do that. Yet, what makes us above the other species? Allah says in the Quran, when He created Adam, what did He say to the angels? The angels said, why would you create this species? So Allah Azza wa Jal, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam something the angels did not know. And then He said to the angels, do you know this? And when the angels saw that Allah had given ilm to Adam that He had not given to them, the angels realized Allah has chosen Adam over us. Even though the angels are stronger than us, they are more powerful than us, they're physically bigger than us, they can fly, but still, it's not these things that make a superior species. It's not physical strength that makes one better than others. It is the knowledge, the ilm. And this is proven as well in the story of Talut, the famous king that was appointed during the time of Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood, of course, he was the child in the army, the young man in the army, the Talut versus Goliath. And Allah mentions in the Quran that when Talut was appointed, the people of Bani Israel said, why did you choose this man? He's not rich. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَزَادَهُ وَزَادُ بَسْطَنَ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. That Allah has chosen him over you because of his knowledge and because of his strength. So Talut was indeed more stronger, but he also had more knowledge. And so Allah says through the tongue of the Prophet, the reason why I chose him was because of his knowledge and because of his strength. As well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that one can never reach the level of true taqwa, the highest levels of iman, except with knowledge. As Allah says in the Quran, that إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. It is only the people of knowledge that can truly reach the highest level of fear and of taqwa. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, al-ulama warathatul anbiya. It is the people of knowledge who study Islam. They know the ilm. They are the ones who are inheriting from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should always be more eager to gain knowledge. Now, the question arises. This dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Is it only for Islamic knowledge, or is it for any type of knowledge? And the response It is indeed for both types, but the emphasis is on the spiritual side. Why? Because it is the spiritual knowledge that makes us better human beings. It makes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The non-spiritual knowledge is good, and it is nice, and it makes us earn better money and whatnot. But how many are the people, they might have mastered the non-spiritual knowledge, and spiritually they are dead. They are not closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many are the people, they don't know advanced physics and chemistry and whatnot, but they know Allah and the names and attributes of Allah. They know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are genuinely humble, muttaqeen, pious people. And that person will enter Jannah, and the previous one will not. So the real knowledge, the actual knowledge that we really want, is the knowledge that brings us closer to Allah. Even though all knowledge that is beneficial is good, all knowledge that helps us, whether it's architecture or medicine or engineering or any science, alhamdulillah, it's good. No problem there. So when I say وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, I want to know everything as much as I can. And it is truly amazing, my dear brothers and sisters. Many of us don't think like this. We think that the brain is like a sponge. Once it reaches a max, that's it, it cannot absorb anymore. No. Survey after survey and study after study has shown that the brain is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. The more you absorb of knowledge, the more knowledge it can absorb. This is something that is well known in science, and it is something that even in your own experience, you will realize this. And so we should never be satisfied with the level of knowledge that we have. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two seekers are never satisfied. طالب الدنيا وطالب العلم. The one who seeks this world and the one who seeks knowledge, they're never satisfied. Two seekers are never happy. If you want money, you will never be happy with the quantity that you have. Take this as a rule. You start off with nothing, you say, I want 100,000. And I guarantee you, when you get to that 100,000, you're like, oh, that's nothing, I want the million. When Allah blesses you with the million, oh, what's the million? I want the 10 million. And you keep on striving, you will never be happy with as much dunya as you have, if that is your goal. And the Prophet also said, another seeker will never be happy. Talibul ilm. The one who wants ilm will never be happy with what he has. He'll always want to study more and more and more. And that's what we want to be. We want to be on the side of the talibul ilm. And realize, my dear brothers and sisters, and I've said this many times, even if you're not going to become an alim, don't remain a jahil. Even if you're not going to dedicate your whole life to Islamic studies, then dedicate something to the study of Islam. Dedicate some hours of the week to learn what your religion is about, and you will realize it makes a profound impact on your life. This dua is how you start. Rabbi zidni ilma. But it's not just dua. You have to put it up in action. Squeeze in some time to your schedule. When you're driving to work, don't just listen to the news that you will forget about. I swear to you, who remembers the news of 3 days ago, 4 days ago, last week, last month? It's one ear and out the other. That's it. Life goes on. Instead of just wasting time, listen to a series of lectures about theology, about Iman, about Judgment Day, about tafsir of the Quran, about seerah of the Prophet. And every day you listen to 30, 40, 50 minutes and you will realize, oh wow, I've learned so much. It will impact you, make you a better person. Attend any religious lectures that you have. YouTube these days has made, alhamdulillah, so much knowledge. It's literally around the globe. Any scholar that you like, listen to that scholar. The point is, even if you're not going to dedicate your life to Islamic studies, dedicate something to the religion of Islam and make dua to Allah. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua and other dua about knowledge. It is authentically reported in the Sunan of An-Nisa'i that our Prophet would make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha wa min du'a'in la yusma' wa min nafsin la tushba'. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ha'ula'il arba'. It's a beautiful dua, and it begins, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge that does not benefit me. Min ilmin la yunfa'. Why? Because some knowledge does not benefit. Sometimes you learn and you don't act upon it. Sometimes you learn and it is useless knowledge. It's not something that will benefit you. So we don't want useless knowledge. Like the Prophet, like Allah describes in the Quran, we seek Allah's refuge from them. He describes another group that they are like donkeys with books on their back. A'udhu billah from that. There are those who memorize, but they don't know, they don't act, they don't implement. We seek Allah's refuge from that. We don't want to be like that. We want to have knowledge that benefits us. And also in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, our Prophet ﷺ used to say, as reported by Ibn Abbas, Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna 'ilma. This is the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, and he's implementing zidni 'ilma. It's in this dua. Oh Allah, teach us what benefits us and benefit us by what we learn. Oh Allah, give us ilm that is beneficial and teach us that which will benefit us. Wazidni ilma, and increase me in knowledge. So our Prophet ﷺ would implement this dua, and he would make it even longer. And he would say, and this is the dua that you might want to also memorize: Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana. Oh Allah, benefit us with what we learn. Wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una, and teach us what will be a benefit. Wazidna or zidni ilma. All of this is from the prophetic du'as. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our du'a to our ilm, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us knowledge that is beneficial and to benefit us with our knowledge. Rabbana zidna ilma, and we'll continue tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.